two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds. It's 86 degrees, KSL's top story. Provo High School's homecoming football game will have fans in attendance after all. KSL.com's Sean Walker says the game is moving to Spanish Fork High, which doesn't have a restriction on spectators the way Provo and Orem do.
While fans will be allowed at the game, because Spanish Fork is in Utah County is under a mask mandate, so fans will be required to wear a mask to the game, and they will be enforcing mask wearing and social distancing throughout the game. So fans aren't totally off the hook either. They've got to prepare, they've got to be diligent in following those countywide protocols, but there will be fans allowed.
You know, Provo is not playing against Spanish Fork High. They're just using the field. They're playing against Wasatch in that game. Will more people in Utah County wear masks, though, now that they're mandated? Some residents say they're not sure the mandate will convince the holdouts. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
A Utah County Health Department spokesperson says they can't enforce the mandate by law, so officials are going to use a similar tactic that Salt Lake County is using. Give positive messages to encourage mask use and have business owners pledge to enforce a mask mandate in their stores. But some Utah County residents say they're not sure a mandate will really change anyone's behavior. Some say they've seen people wear them only when they think they're being watched.
Yeah. Other county residents say people who aren't wearing masks are making a point of not wearing them. At least 8 schools in 3 different districts are making changes because of COVID-19. Todd Fuchs has the details.
Jeff, 3 high schools in the Alpine District are moving to a hybrid schedule. That's Lone Peak, Orem, and American Fork High Schools learning on an alternate day schedule going forward. The Canyon School District is pivoting Alta and Brighton to strictly online learning for the next 2 weeks. Same thing goes for Olympus and Granger Highs in the Granite District. All those schools have more than 15 confirmed cases there.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
7 wildfires currently burning in Utah today, and 6 of them in northern Utah. We begin with an update on the Neff's fire with KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
The Neff's Canyon fire continues to eat up timber and oak brush in the Mount Olympus Wilderness area and has moved to the east-facing part of the mountain, making it visible from the Salt Lake Valley. Firefighters are battling some rugged uphill terrain and trees that are unstable from the recent windstorm. Meantime, the Neff's Canyon Trail is closed, as are many trails in Mill Creek and Big Cottonwood Canyons.
Firefighters don't know what caused the Neff's fire yet, but they do know 1,015 fires in Utah were caused by people this year. There have been 1,321 total fires in Utah so far. State fire officials say they're looking into a lot of these human-caused fires. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with that.
3 teenagers were charged on Tuesday for allegedly igniting the Turkey Farm Road fire, which started back on July 13th. Jason Curry with Fire Forestry and State Land says there's already been over 1,000 human-caused wildfires in the state this year, which is an all-time record.
More than 1,300 total wildfires. 75% of them have been human-caused.
He adds that not all human-caused fires have a criminal element that would result in charges. For example, a vehicle fire that ignites a larger wildfire most likely would not draw charges. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Anger boiling into the streets in Louisville, Kentucky after supporters of Breonna Taylor's family heard a grand jury announcement. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, there were no murder charges brought against officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. The announcement brought out people like Jordan Thomas.
If they aren't indicted on murder charges, then there is no justice. Knowing that, you know, now it'll be even harder for my family to get justice in the future.
The only charge, fired officer Brett Hankinson will face 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into neighboring homes during that March raid. Just this afternoon, police declaring chemical agents may be used if protesters tonight do not disperse peacefully during the curfew. And that city is now under a state of emergency, and the National Guard has also been called in. The head of the FDA is assuring Senate lawmakers only science, not politics, will determine whether a COVID vaccine is safe and effective. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, noting some patients who have completely recovered are experiencing heart inflammation.
These are the kind of things that tell us we must be humble and that we do not completely understand the nature of this illness.
CDC Director Robert Redfield telling senators studies find most Americans haven't caught the virus.
The preliminary results on the first round show that a majority of our nation, more than 90% of the population, remains susceptible.
The experts testifying they will put the interests of the American people before anything else. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
One state is using ranked choice voting in the presidential election. This for the first time ever. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayrts reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Maine will use ranked choice voting in the presidential election after a ruling yesterday by their state Supreme Court. The court ruled a GOP-led petition failed to get enough signatures to stop it. There are 5 candidates on the ballot in Maine. Voters rank all of them. If no one wins a majority of first place votes, last place is eliminated and the votes reallocated. The ruling comes after the state had already started printing ballots with the ranked choice styling. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayrts, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:36.
It was so great to see everybody today. For the first time in 7 months, I visited KSL News Radio, walked around the place. Ricky, it was great to see you. You look magnificent.
Oh, and thanks.
Do you know what Kevin said, my boss, when he saw me?
Oh,
I mean, surprise.
Say?
First time in 7 months. He said, I didn't authorize you to visit here. And I said, too bad, dude, I'm a renegade. You know?
Well, I welcome you into the traffic center anytime.
Someday soon, I'll be back there every day. We'll all be back. Don't know when.
Sounds good. We're family.
What's going on?
We've got a new crash. It's going to be in the Murray area, eastbound I-215 South Belt Route, approximately 500 west near the I-15 overpass. It's blocking a left lane. Also, KSL traffic trooper Jerry saying, now we reported this crash earlier, but westbound 3500 South at around 4100 South really backed up to about Bangor Highway from that crash. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I haven't authorized your visit. I was wearing the mask. You might be surprised to learn that these fights over mask wearing are nothing new. I'll explain in just a moment. My minute of news is on the way next. It's 5:37 at KSL.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.